Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Maya with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, almost 900 Queensland public hospital beds are taken up with long-stay patients, the latest health data reveals. These patients are fit for discharge but must remain in hospital due to lack of aged or disability support. Health Minister Shannon Fettiman says the data is generally tracking in the right direction, but the number of long-stay patients is still increasing. The Palaszczuk government will invest $200 million over the next 2 years to support private aged care services and enhance partnerships with the NDIS.
The University of Queensland announces a dedicated laboratory for the production of mRNA vaccines. The laboratory will be established as part of the university's Australian Institute for Bioengineering and Nanotechnology, which is already the country's leading provider of research mRNA. The federal government is contributing $4.3 million with further funding from the healthcare company Sandify and the Queensland government and the university itself. The university aims to begin manufacturing mRNA for clinical trials in 2024.
In national news, insurance company urges motorists to be careful as kangaroo motor collisions soar. The Royal Automobile Association Insurance recorded a 32% monthly increase in kangaroo road incidents in September and October. Fauna Rescue South Australia recorded similar numbers and asked drivers to stop and call a local wildlife centre if a kangaroo is hit. Kangaroo coordinator Diana McGregor says it is breeding season and the increase was expected, but urges the importance of calling in as many kangaroos may have juries that can be saved. The Get Home Safe Foundation warns motorists to be careful while driving during dawn and dusk when animals are most active.
New Chief Justice Stephen Gagler becomes the first High Court Justice to formally acknowledge First Nations people in his swearing-in speech. In his speech, he acknowledges traditional owners of the land and traditional owners and custodians nationwide. Chief Justice Gagler's new position is welcomed by Aboriginal Legal Aid Services in Australia.
In international news, a pharmaceutical manufacturer in Kenya has gained approval to locally produce a malaria drug. The World Health Organization has granted pre-qualification to Universal Corporation Limited to produce an anti-malarial drug used commonly for the prevention of seasonal malaria in children. Africa accounts for approximately 96% of malaria deaths worldwide, with 80% of that figure made up of children under 5. With over 70% of healthcare drugs in Africa being imported, the managing director of Universal Corporation Limited says the approval is a step towards the country's self-sufficiency in providing vital healthcare solutions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.